Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello, BTN News listeners on this Monday. How are you doing? I know, I wish it was the weekend too still. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger, as always. It is the 30th of January, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, Nokia seems to be on a roll, aren't they? Yeah, we got that new cell phone out. They're thinking, well, maybe we should get into the tablets, too. But let's do something that somebody else isn't doing right now. And I'm not really sure how this is going to go down. But the rumor's saying Nokia could be making an 18-inch, yes, 18-inches Android tablet. And apparently this is all going to go down at the Mobile World Congress. Let me just say that again to you. 18 inches. And we thought the freaking iPad Pro 12.9-inch, whatever the hell it is, we thought that was big. No. Now, this is supposed to have 4K resolution, a Snapdragon 835 processor, and 4 gigabytes of RAM on board. It also will apparently be running on a customized, tweaked version of Android 7.0 Nougat. So, I don't know what happened over the weekend over there at Nokia. I guess a whole bunch of guys got around the table and said, does size matter, guys? And I think they all said, yeah, size does matter. Seems lots of little bells and whistles are coming to your Windows 10 PC, or whatever you're running Windows 10 on right now. That is, of course, you're going to be seeing these if you're part of the Windows Insider program. First, we're seeing the Edge browser, which I don't know how many people are actually using right now. If you want it to read a book to you, well, hell, now it can. Also, that little night mode, I guess a lot of people weren't too keen on the name, so they changed it to Nightlight. Haha, how cute. And, of course, the big one, which I don't know why in the hell it wasn't there to begin with. You know, when you went and downloaded apps, you didn't know how far you had till they were done. Finally, there will be a download progress bar for those apps that you get. Hallelujah, Windows, you woke up. Of course, on top of that, which we already kind of know, there'll be fixes for crashing apps, that screen flickering problem, and the biggest one, having Edge stop crashing while it's sharing PDFs. We've all been drooling over those very super thin LG OLED TVs, you know, the W series. Drooling for two reasons, because, you know, they look really nice. And drooling for the other reason, probably because we don't know if we can afford it or not yet. Well, now we'll know if we can. I'm definitely in the category of, no, not right now, anyways. According to the folks over at TechRadar, LG's 2017 TV lineup with that 2.57 inch millimeter thick 65 inch W series TV, $8,000. Oh! I know, somebody out there thinking, that's too damn small. Oh, how much for that 77-inch version? That's $20,000. So what are you going to get for $8,000 or $20,000? Well, they're going to come with that Dolby Autonomous soundbar. That's nice to know. Yeah, they're so thin, they have to put the speakers separately now. It's also going to support every HDR standard. That means the HDR10, the Dolby Vision, the HLG, and Advanced HDR by Technicolor. All of this, of course, will be run underneath the hood on that television by an old piece of software we all know and love, WebOS 3.5. Remember that, Palm Free people? And finally, this "and finally" is definitely going to go out to all of our men out there today. Now, whether men are meant to this or not, there's a lot of times we think in the back of our mind going, I wonder how many swimmers we've got. And if you're still lost in this conversation, when we mean swimmers, we mean sperm. And hey, let's face it, none of us want to go to the doctor, have to do a little thing. It's kind of embarrassing. Wish we could just do it in the privacy of our own bathroom, right? But now we can, thanks to Yo. Why is it called this Yo? I have no idea. Now, first, of course, you're going to need your phone, which chances are you probably have it with you already there in the bathroom. And then, of course, the Yo product, which will turn your phone camera into a microscope. That thing will zoom in on all your little fishies swimming there and be able to give you an idea of how fertile you are. Remember, the more that are moving, the better your ecosystem is. Now, I'm sure you're thinking this must be like a Kickstarter thing or something. No, it's not. You can order it. It'll set you back $49 and actually include supplies to do 2 tests, just in case you make a mess on the first one. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our website. Get on over there, check it out for yourself. You have no idea what you're missing over there. We got all the great podcasts over there, of course. We've got our lovely review section up there for you, and of course, our blog. Do yourself a favor, check it out this very second. Also, check out our Facebook page, too, and give us a like, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And join our BTN community if you haven't already. Come on over, we'd love to have you. have you. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday, and thank you very much for listening.